Hello, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss tariffs and protectionism. So, protectionism is the economic policy of restraining trade through tariffs, quotas, or other regulations that burden foreign producers but not domestic producers, right? A tariff is a tax on imports, right? So, if we are importing Japanese cars and we don't want them to compete with domestic U.S.-made cars, right? We might slap a 30% tariff on those cars that come in so that we will either make them more expensive than the domestically made cars, or we will have those prices compete with our domestic producers if they come in cheaper, right? So a quota is a restriction on the quantity of goods that can be imported, right? So we can only have so much of a product come in, therefore supply has a ceiling, and therefore the price can be either restricted or set a ceiling on as well. So we're going to discuss and graphically show and illustrate how quotas and tariffs and other trade restrictions on a global scale affect the world economy, world supply, and world prices, right? So we're going to really discuss. So this is your supply and demand curve, right? So we have this is just for domestic trade in this example, right? There's no free trade. This is all domestic demand, domestic supply, right? So for semiconductors, so we find an equilibrium price, right? So this is our price in the market. This is the quantity sold in the market for our firm at the equilibrium price that will allow us to maximize profit. Notice this is only domestic production. This is no international production or imports involved, right? So the next slide. Now, this looks a little more involved, so let's discuss this and take some time, right? So now we're incorporating the real global economy, okay? So because we are only buying in this slide domestically, right? There's no competition from outside firms, okay? So in this example, we're going to see that now we're going to implement the world price, because for these semiconductors, whatever domestic nation this was, they are now allowing for imports of the semiconductors, right? So now they have got to price down, right, to the world supply price, okay? You'll notice this line here is the world price, okay? But look, we were charging much more. The domestic firm was charging much more for the semiconductors because there was no competition from imports, right? So now that this domestic economy has opened up their markets to international trade, there is more supply now coming into this domestic country of semiconductors. There's more supply coming in, so naturally, with more supply but the same demand, right, we're going to push prices down, right? So now we no longer are going to be buying, consumers will no longer be buying at this higher no free trade equilibrium price. Now they are going to be paying a cheaper price because there's more supply and there is the same demand for this domestic economy, right? So now we can see how it's going to impact price and it's going to impact demand. So if you look at the downward sloping curve, the domestic demand curve, and then you look at the world price where the world price intersects the supply and demand curves, now you'll notice where demand is, right, and where supply is, right? So now at this, we have supply at this quantity, right? We had supply here at this quantity, right, at equilibrium with no free trade. But now if you'll notice, the supply decreases, right, from our domestic producers of semiconductors. Now our supply has gone down. Why? Because the price has gone down. We are not willing to produce as many semiconductors at a lower price, right? But if you look on the other side of this, right, our downward sloping demand curve now intersects with the world price, and at a cheaper price, demand has increased, right? So demand for this product, for the semiconductors, has went up, right? So now they're willing to demand more than they were at the equilibrium price. Notice Q, no trade here, right? Consumers were only demanding this amount, right? This quantity. But now that we've introduced international trade, we are receiving imports of semiconductors. Now the quantity demanded with the free trade has moved out along the curve, right? And it's grown larger, while the price, if you'll notice, with no trade here, here is the price that our domestic producers were selling at. As it went down, now the suppliers aren't willing to supply as much. Therefore, this trade here is all relative to imports. And here is the domestic production. So now you can see that domestic production has really been impacted by allowing international markets to come in and serve our domestic market, right? So this now has become the sale area of semiconductors for imports, right? So now that we're selling, now our consumers, or wherever this domestic nation is buying imports here. They're buying foreign semiconductors. All of these sales in this area are now sold as imports, right? So now our domestic producers have really taken a pinch as this world price has come down through the introduction of international semiconductors. So now you can see why the supply of our domestic supply is shrinking, right? Because we have more competition come in, and now it is pushing domestic producers, it's pushing them out of business, and they're pushing them out of the market because now we have cheaper foreign supply coming in. So now the domestic production is probably only going to be maintained by the major players in this space, right? There's going to be better opportunity costs for other semiconductor makers to get out of that business and go put their money and invest it somewhere else and have a better return as the world price comes down and sees this downward pressure. It's going to push producers out of the market, right? Because we have the new international imports coming in, right? So now production on the domestic scale is really being pinched here, right? So now let's look at what happens when there is a tariff slapped on these new semiconductors coming into our domestic market. What happens here, right? Now, what does a tariff do? It's a tax on a good that comes into the country, right? So now, because we see here the impact of the international imports coming into our domestic market, and we see, let's say, as a government organization, our government sees how this is impacting our domestic producers, and it's putting a lot of our domestic producers out of business because the cheaper price and the cheaper supply is coming into our market, right? So now, in order to make our domestic producers more competitive, we are going to put a tariff on these semiconductors, right? So what's going to happen when we put, let's say, a 30% tariff on the price, right? It's going to increase, right? The price is going to go up. So therefore, you can see the shift from the original world price right here, right? So here's our original world price, okay, with the imports coming in, same here, right? Now we put the, let's say, hypothetically 30% tariff, right, on these semiconductors. So what happened to the price? The price went up, right? The price goes up. Now we have a new international world supply plus tariff price, okay? So what happens here, right? Now you can see automatically, so here is our demand curve, right? And here is our supply curve, right? And here is our new price. Okay, here is our new price. So our demand curve intersects here, okay, and our supply curve intersects here with the new world price plus tariff. Remember, there's a new price. The tariff created a new price, so now we have new supply and demand points on this curve, right, where we intersect with price. Now, if you'll notice, So the supply, right, of international semiconductors coming into our domestic market, now that has shrunk. Look, see how we have shifted this over where the prices, where the points intersect, right? It's shifting, right? Because now, because of this tariff, we are no longer receiving as many semiconductors as imports as we once were, because now, because of the tariff, it may be cheaper for these international producers of these semiconductors to sell more in their domestic economy or sell more outside of sell more to nations that do not have tariffs, right? So now, because of the tariff, they aren't producing or selling as much of their semiconductors in the market as they once were. So what happens? So this shifts to the right, right? So now domestic production shifts to the right. Now we have greater domestic production. If you'll notice how we were here initially, okay, and we were only capturing this margin for domestic production, with the tariff, our price point changes, so therefore it allows our domestic producers to now produce more and become more competitive in the market. But what happens to the demand of these semiconductors with the tariff, right? The demand also shrinks, right? So as the price goes up, consumers aren't willing to buy as many, right? But even though they're not, even though we're not going to sell as many semiconductors as we would have at the original world price, right? Our domestic producers are going to be more competitive in our domestic market, right? So we're kind of using this as a protection tool for our domestic producers, right? So the price went up, our foreign or our domestic production increased, right? And our domestic consumption also decreased, right? Relative to the change in price with the tariff, right? So as our price goes up, consumption or demand for this product will go down, and then production will go up, right? So our consumption will go down as prices rise, and production will go up as prices rise, right? So this area here is known as the tariff revenue, the marginal revenue that our firms or our producers of semiconductors will receive because of the tariff. So the net welfare cost of protectionism, right? A tariff has two effects that influence welfare. First, domestic consumption, as we showed, domestic consumption will decrease, right, as the impact of the tariff takes hold and prices rise, right, the consumption of those products will decrease because people aren't willing to pay the higher price. Therefore, on the flip side, domestic production will increase because now producers can see that they can make a greater profit or increase their revenue because of the increasing prices, so they'll ramp up their sales or their production and sell more products, hopefully, right? So both of these effects reduce welfare, right? Domestic consumption is down, they lost gains from trade, right? So, but domestic production is up. So wasted resources occur from higher production costs, right? So this is what we want to talk about next, right? We want to talk about the wasted resources that are incurred as production ramps up, but prices go down, right? Because there's not as many consumers willing to buy the product at the more expensive price, but producers want to produce more at higher prices. So therefore, we will see that this will result in wasted resources from higher costs of production, right? So this is what I want to illustrate right now, right? So now we see our world price here at $9, okay? Now we implement our tariff, right? So this is a 110% tariff here from 9 to 20, okay? So this is a pretty big tariff. So now we have a big spread, right, from 9 to 20. So as you can see, equilibrium is here, right? Remember, equilibrium is where supply equals demand, or the point at which the supply and demand curve intersect on these graphs, right? So this is equilibrium now, right? So in the meantime, as we are producing as we are producing and selling at $9, right, obviously the demand at $9, right, is outside on the curve here. It grows greater, right? But the supply goes down as prices go down, right? But as prices go down, consumption or demand increases, right? So as prices go down, the supply decreases, but as prices go down, demand increases, right? So we can see that prices go down. When prices go down, supply decreases, right? There's not as many producers willing to produce at the lower price, right? But because the price is lower, there are more people in the market demanding that product. But we are outside of equilibrium at the world supply, okay? So because we are producing, right? Because we are producing below let's say we are selling at this point, at any point here, right? We are selling below the world price, right? And we are selling as many goods as we can. Because the production costs are lower, right? And we are wasting these resources as we are producing more at lower prices, right? So we are not optimizing. So we are creating a deficit here with our resources. We are wasting resources because we are not in equilibrium. We are not equal to demand and supply. So therefore, anything below this curve is wasted, right? So now we'll also have losses from this is a dead weight loss, right? A dead weight loss is something that we, because of a tariff or any kind of protectionist measure, we are going to incur some dead weight loss, right? This is revenue that can't be captured, that'll never be captured because the prices increase, right? And therefore, we cannot catch up with the cost of production. So therefore, we'll be paying more cost of production as the prices go up. So this will create a dead weight loss. So this can be calculated very easily, right? So if we put some monetary value on it, okay? So we just take, 0.20 minus 0.09, right? 0.11 times 20, right? Divided by 2, right? So we're going to divide by 2 again because this is a triangle, right? So that we're just solving for a triangle, right? We're solving for the value of a triangle, essentially. That's all we're doing. So the value of the wasted resources because of the tariff is $1.1 billion. It's an easy equation, and it's very simple to solve, right? It's just simple mathematics. Lost gains from trade. Now we can calculate our deadweight loss, which is very similar, right? But it's a very simple calculation. And you can see that because of these protectionist measures, there are some lost resources, there are some wasted resources, there are some opportunities that are lost to maximize profits, but at the same time, you can see the value of the protectionist measures because they will really insulate the domestic producers and the domestic economy from the international community that is trying to import their products, therefore driving down the price and putting domestic producers out of business. So a lot of times governments will introduce protectionist measures so they can protect their local domestic producers. So tariffs increase prices to consumers, so domestic consumption falls, and it creates a dead weight loss, right? So tariffs increase the price, right? So consumption falls. So therefore, as the price goes up, right, demand is weakened, right? So this creates a dead weight loss by the tariff because it moves the price up and consumers, and it can, as we noticed in this example, right, that the tariff was 110% increase. So therefore, consumption, that's a dramatic increase in price. So consumption falls right away, right? So it's not a gradual, price point or price discovery, right? It's not gradual up this curve, right? It's one day, the price is $9, the government comes in, puts down a tariff, the next day, it is $20, right? So we're calculating that dead weight loss, right? from the tariff. So it's not like we're gradually moving up this supply line, right? We're not gradually moving up the supply curve, right? So it's one day the price is 9, the next day the price is 20, demand is going to decrease, right? So therefore we create this deadweight loss through the tariff, because now companies cannot realize the profit marginal benefit, right? You cannot capture this profit, you cannot capture this revenue, right, in this pink triangle known as a deadweight loss, because on day one the price is 9, on day two the price is 20, and there's no way to slide up the scale to capture these revenues. So that was known as a deadweight loss. So now let's say we have all of this inventory out in the market, right? And now, because the price is 20, right, and went from 9 to 20, now because we have all of this excess surplus inventory, because if you've noticed, demand has really shrunk, right? Demand has really had some downward pressure on it, right? All of this inventory out in the market that is no longer going to be demanded will be seen as wasted resources, because this inventory is going to sit on the shelves. Who knows what's going to happen, how long it's going to take to sell it. So because of the tariff, we have now incurred wasted resources, and firms cannot capture the marginal revenue because of the tariff, right? So now we'll have losses from trade, and then we'll have wasted resources. So it's a balancing act, right? It's really tough to put these tariffs on, right? It sometimes can create a lot of geopolitical friction between governments, but a lot of times in the U.S. particularly, we will slap on tariffs to really protect our domestic producers. Tariffs divert production from low cost, which is the world, right? It's low cost because if we're importing from the world, there's a ton of supply, right? So therefore, because the supply is so large, it's going to put downward pressure on price. So divert production from low cost producers to high cost producers, right? So now we're swinging, like we saw here, right? We saw here how whenever we begin to import, right, our domestic production got cramped, right? So here is our domestic production, right? We're here, we are capturing all of this, right? But now, because of the tariff, our domestic production really gets squeezed, right? So we are putting the tariffs in place to divert production from the low cost or the world supply, right, to our high cost domestic producers. So we're kind of swinging the pendulum back in favor of the domestic producers. So distributions of losses and gains are, okay, look, this is bad for consumers, right? We slap on a tariff, we use our protectionist measures. It's going to push prices up, okay? It's not good for consumers, but it's good for our producers, right? It's good for our domestic producers. Overall, tariffs are bad for international trade, as it will really dampen the consumers, and it won't allow the majority of the world population to possibly enjoy the benefits of global free trade. But there are local governments that really want to protect their high cost producers, so that their domestic economies aren't really hurt, or they may put them into some type of recession or something like that, or spike unemployment, things like that, if we're really bringing in a lot of imports. So it's a very delicate balance between international firms that trade internationally and globally. So governments have to really be careful on how they introduce their protectionist measures.